Food safety. FAO warns of risks of recycled plastics in food packaging. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de. VOM. The 21st of May 2026. Rome. Recycling is intended to reduce plastic waste, but could pose new challenges for food packaging. In a recent report, the FAO calls for environmental goals and health risks to be assessed together. In a new report, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, has highlighted potential safety risks associated with the use of recycled plastics and alternative materials in food contact materials. The background to this is the continued growth of the global food packaging market. According to the FAO, this market was estimated at $505.27 billion US in 2024 and could grow to $815.51 billion US by 2030. The organization cites the increasing demand for fast food, ready meals, snacks and confectionery, among other things, as drivers. Packaging materials play an important role in shelf life, product protection and the reduction of food loss. At the same time, the intensive use of plastic-based materials with long environmental degradation times has contributed to the global plastic waste problem. The organization complains and warns of increasing pollution, as less than 10% of the plastic waste generated worldwide has been recycled to date. This development is associated with a growing need for testing in the area of food safety. According to FAO Director of the Agri-Food Systems and Food Safety Division, Corinna Hawks, while efforts are being made to increase the use of recycled plastics, it is also important to ensure that this does not lead to new problems. Food safety must remain a key criterion in the transition to more sustainable agricultural and food systems and changing consumption patterns. The report points out that environmental goals must be assessed in parallel with potential health risks. Risk areas include the possible migration of chemical substances from packaging materials into food. The FAO also sees potential risks from residues of pesticides, natural toxins or allergens in bio-based food contact materials made from raw materials such as maize, manioc or sugarcane. According to the report, additional questions also arise from so-called nanomaterials, which are used in small quantities to improve material properties or for active packaging solutions. The FAO is therefore calling for specially designed recycling processes that can effectively remove chemical residues from plastic materials. Controlled material flows and sorting systems are also required in order to specifically record packaging from the food sector before recycling. The report also addresses the public debate on microplastics and nanoplastics in food. According to the FAO, validated analytical methods for detection and identification are still lacking. This has so far prevented regulatory authorities from carrying out a clear risk assessment for human health. In addition to safety aspects, the organization sees potential effects on international trade. Differing regulatory requirements between countries could lead to trade barriers. According to the FAO, the results of the report are to be incorporated into ongoing discussions within the Codex Alimentarius Commission. Food safety aspects of the use of recycled plastics in packaging are already being discussed there. The FAO believes that greater international harmonization of regulatory frameworks could facilitate science-based risk assessments and at the same time support global targets for reducing plastic waste.